Stockholm seems to be on another call. He said if he has the time, he would join, but he has another call. And Hong also mentioned that she needs to leave at 2:30. So, given that we have a face-to-face meeting in Toronto, I'm suggesting we just we leave like any big hard decisions till Toronto, but and we perhaps just quickly run over the most important things and perhaps end a bit earlier so that Hong doesn't miss anything. Let's see how the discussion goes.
Okay. And Gabby, could you do me a quick reminder? When is our face-to-face meeting again in Toronto?
When? It's on Sunday from 11 till 12. I think the room was called Queen's K or something. You can check. It's on the CCNSO calendar page if you look at it. Or you can go to the meetings page, and there's a link to room and time information. So I can quickly check, but I'm pretty sure it's Queen's Quay. Yes, it's Queen's Quay 1 from 11 to 12 on Sunday.
Okay.
Well, isn't there also an FOI meeting that same day?
Let me check. I don't think it's... Let me check. I don't think so, because we have a tech meeting all day. The FOI is on Thursday, I think. No, there's no FOI that
day. I remember there will be a CCSO Council and an ALOC meeting on Sunday.
Yes.
At 11 as well?
No, it's 10 till 11.
Oh, okay.
Oh. And that's in the regatta.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So straight after that, the study group meeting. Fernanda, I'm not sure we will have more people joining, so I'm not sure. Maybe we should start.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, everybody, again for joining. We've got. I guess this is going to be our last.
Sorry, someone joined. Can I just ask who joined?
Hi, here's Andre. I'm sorry, being
late. Oh, hi, Andre. No problem. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks again, everybody, for joining. And I guess this is our last conference call before our face-to-face meeting in Toronto next week. Just, I guess, a quick recap of what took place on our conference call last week. We discussed the creation of a template of categories. I know it's been a busy couple of weeks for myself, and I'm sorry, Gabby, you and Bart were going to work on that.
We've been working on the template of filtering models, which were sent to the list. Unfortunately, I just received one reply, so I think that would have to be an idea to quickly look at that today. Regarding the category, the other model was which were for the filtering group to follow. That is something that we can work on until face to face meeting. But first of all, we sent out a model with differing filtering models. I resent it to the group yesterday, so if you could check your emails, then you can open it, perhaps.
Yes, it's version 3, right?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe we can start with that, as you suggest. Would you be able to run us through
the models?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're very simple. It's not much to say. First of all, there's the model is that, let's say the requests come from the community or ICANN or forever, and it goes to, then we have 2 to 4 counselors that are you know, screening whatever comes in and make their recommendation to the council whether this is worth to pursue or to reply to or not. So they actually prioritize. That's the first model. This is something that we've been trying to do today. We have two people that are kind of selected to do this, but I think that they need actually more guidance on how to do this, because we actually put them out there and with not any guidance at all. So this could work better today, but it's not to blame the people, because they have absolutely no guidance on how to do it. So this is what we're trying to do, but it's not really working today. Second option was that we make a kind of review group that is set up together by councillors and community members that screen whatever requests there are coming, and they make their recommendations and put that forward to the council. And, I mean, I have listed advantages and disadvantages there. It seems to be a bit complicated to have a lot of people involved. I don't think it's going to be very quick.
Yeah, and also I think a lot of some of the requests are kind of time sensitive, right?
Yes, exactly. So let's go further. I mean, these things, you can quickly have a look at it and read. I'm just going to quickly to present them now. And the third option was that we have a council and expertise, community expertise groups, which filter stuff that goes further to the council. In a way, we have something like that in the SOP working group today, because it's actually a group that, you know, takes on everything that's dealing with the strategic and operational plan. It goes immediately to them, and that's the council and community group, and they of course filter it and come out with advice. So in a way, it's kind of done today, but that's just for the SOP working group. There's another option, the council expert group, that we actually divide the entire council, like every councillor will be assigned to a group, an expertise group that deals with, for instance, security issues or legal issues or policy issues, whatever, and they monitor whatever's coming in and make a prioritization if it's for the council to look at or not. And that was just set up by council members. The problem with this model would be that the entire council really would have to monitor all the time what's happening. We would have to rely on the entire council to know that, you know, they have to check and be alert so that they really, you know, catch whatever is relevant to their topic and bring that forward. And then the last model that is actually more or less what we're doing today, although we try to get away from it, but it's just that there's a request for input, and whoever catches this and forwards it to the council, that's how it's done today, basically. There's no real structure. It's just whoever catches it and thinks this might be of interest forwards it to the council. I think this is a model that we actually want to turn away from. But it's still a model. So these were the five models we were discussing last time. There might be more models. It's just what I captured from last time. And the thing is that really we wanted to see what your spontaneous reaction is, which model appeals more to you. There are pluses and minuses with all models, but I really just wanted to know what model you think would be most suitable, because once we know that, then we also can tailor the prioritization as criteria according to the model. So,
yeah, and can I ask you a quick question on option number four, the one where the council would be divided into the different expertise groups? That wouldn't prevent, for example, if the expertise is not within the council, for the council to reach out to somebody else outside the community, right, to get their input?
No, I don't. No, that wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. It's just that officially the outside expertise would not be a part of the group, but of course they could do that.
it doesn't die.
Well, do you think there's a danger of building a Taj Mahal over a simple decision? Do we really need screening models to decide what goes first?
I agree with you in a way, Dottie, because I've been looking at prioritization models, and it's kind of scary reading sometimes because I think it's overcomplicated stuff sometimes. But the way it's done today, which is the last model, the request for input goes for the cancer, it's really not done in a. It's not really working very well either today because no one is really responsible for catching up stuff. And for instance, I am trying to alert people that there's a public comment period on whatever out now. But I am definitely not an expert on this issue. I have no clue whether I should, you know, say to the council, you know, we really should reply to this Ayana paper on ITV4 or whatever. I don't know. I can just know this is kind of interesting for the community, but if it's interesting enough to engage the CCNSO council into that, that's not really, I don't think it's in my competence to decide. But this is really roughly how it's done today, that I pick up something, Bart thinks something, someone thinks something, and then it's moving forward. So although I agree with you, Dottie, that we should not perhaps, you know, build a Taj Mahal, as you say, around something and overcomplicate something, I still think we should have some kind of structure in place to divide the responsibility in some somewhat more professional way than it's done today.
Right. Well, where did I can't remember where these filtering models came from. Where did they come from?
These came from our discussion last time.
I mean, who produced them?
I produced them.
But where did you find them?
No. Sorry, you produced them. They're like this group produced them. We were discussing it last time.
But the screening model is something that exists already in literature, right?
I'm absolutely sure, but these are just models that we were discussing that we thought were applicable for for our special group.
Well, you know, it's sort of like the CEO, the top guy, would have in mind a list of priorities and have a sense of priorities, and that perhaps the priorities should come from, I mean, I know we're supposed to be bottom up, but I mean, maybe the priorities could come from somebody who has a really broad scope as opposed to somebody performing, you know, perfunctory screening of something. I mean, I think IPv4 disappearance is important to everybody. It may not be top on their list, but everybody needs to know about it.
That's also a prioritization model, Dottie, but I'm not sure that the majority, I don't know, but I would find it kind of hard. Who would be the someone to prioritize that? I'm not sure that this is a model that most people will want. Leslie, as the chair of the CCNSO, I'm pretty sure she doesn't want that because she's keen on getting bottom-up input rather. But
she's keen
what
on
is it? I don't think that she's keen on being the one to decide on these topics. But what does the group think?
Well, quickly, I think one of the reasons why we were trying to while we discuss the prioritization of requests coming in is to kind of, since there's so many requests that are coming in, a lot of them don't really apply to our group or maybe time sensitive that we will not have enough time to respond. So I think the goal was to prioritize them to focus on the I don't want to say important stuff, there may be other important stuff, but the ones that we can address so that we don't overwork the group and the working groups, etc.
I have a question.
Yes.
Paulo, I don't know if it's been discussed before in on this working group, but has the issue of recruiting a staff member to actually do this ever arisen? Is it a no-go area?
No, we have not discussed that. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think I know that for some people that might be controversial to have an ICANN paid staff person to decide on what should be priority for the CCNSO, or not, that could be controversial for some.
Well, couldn't there just be at our monthly phone call a list of requests and the group kind of prioritize, the group of counselors kind of prioritize the issues?
I'm writing down all the things that you're saying. So I have three new filtering options. One is that comes top down. One is to recruit staff to do screening, and one is the group of counselors to prioritize the issue at monthly call.
Well, we already have staff screening with you doing it, you know, you and Bart.
Yes, but we're not decided. Oh, hi, Bart.
Bart, how are you?
I'm tired.
Bart,
I missed the train this morning.
We heard that.
Bart, so after going through the screening models, the discussion went on just to come up with even further models. We have three new models. I don't know if you heard them. One is that someone on the top makes the decision, someone with a broad knowledge. The second one was to recruit staff member to do the screening. And the third one was that the group of counselors to do it during the monthly call, which would be close to the way it's done today, but it's not very time efficient, because if there comes an input between the calls, then we have already missed two or three weeks. So it's not a time efficient way to do. But it's a model which I'm taking notes.
Yeah, just write it down. But you can see, say, in the same manner as you describe the other models, is the upsides and the downsides of it.
However, Bart, I don't know if you were on the call when I just joined.
I just got in, had a cup of coffee, and then I called in and dialed in.
My comment was that I didn't think we should build a Taj Mahal over this decision making.
No.
It's got to be simplified, and just so much of it needs to be intuitive.
Yeah, and the only thing is, and going back, say, to the previous call, is, say, both Gabby and I see stuff, and sometimes we raise it, but there is not a simple process procedure to what we do and get it on the table with the council. And what is happening right now, and this is the cause of the concern, if you just look what is happening, say, 2 or 3 weeks before an ICANN meeting, that's probably the worst time there is, because everybody starts to produce a lot of materials.
Yeah.
And so, we used that on the previous call, that you have this huge list of public comments, requests for input from other SOs and ACs, etc. And you just need to do a quick triage and say, this is important, this is not important, and somebody needs to do it. And we can do part of it as staff, but at the end of the day, it needs to be, I think it is a role and responsibility of the CCNSO Council itself. And going back to the timing issue, some of these comment period are so so short that in principle it's almost undoable to produce any result or any input. This, so that sorts it out itself. So, but you just need to document it and say that some councillors have seen it, and then we can push it to the council. And a council call is probably most, and there is, say, I know Leslie, Keith, and Vika receive a lot of requests as well through the SO or the info alert list, the SOAC alert list, but there is no process in place to get it from them to the council. That's the only thing. So I completely agree, you don't want to build a Taj Mahal. Make it as simple as possible, but just that everybody, that you, that it becomes explicit and doesn't remain implicit as it is right now. That's the only thing, and that's probably the basic concern Gabby and I have.
My lunch.
Well, I kept wondering where this subject of capacity came from, and then I was reading something, some other ICANN document, and it talked about the implications of the IDNs and the impact on the capacity of ability to deal with them. And I thought, oh, well, that's what they mean, because I couldn't really figure out why we were going, you know, so seriously at capacity.
Sorry.
Are we supposed to be involving in that, too?
No.
Okay.
The capacity is where it came from was, in fact, the Costa Rica meeting. And say that's the first part, and the capacity is in fact the ability, and maybe that's a better word for it, the ability of the CCNSO or the CCTLD community, because it's not just the CCNSO membership, but it's the broader CCTLD community to deal with stuff that is important for them and that comes out through the ICANN processes. And and what became very clear, and that, or not clear, say there are a lot of assumptions there, but that say on the one hand side you got what is happening, what is what we call the workload, what needs to be done, and on the other side is the question who does it, and say in principle it is the CCTLD community who do the work. And so that's the capacity of dealing with stuff. And what we, what we see as staff is that the volunteer community is almost at, say, at, yeah, is almost at full capacity. If we start to add more stuff to the that needs to be done, we will not find any volunteers. And in fact, and so that's one side. So the other side, the way you can deal with it is, okay, we got this workload, but now in order to get, to not to overload the volunteers, we need to start prioritizing. But in order to prioritize, and now we go back to our discussion, in order to prioritize, you need to know what is the workload. And unfortunately, there is, unfortunately, you got on, say, on the input side, you got one unknown, and that's what is coming out of ICANN and what is coming out of the other SOs and ACs. And that's the part we're focusing on right now. And the first step is before you can talk about, say, workload, et cetera, and how to prioritize, you need to know what is the workload. And if you don't know it, because we don't have a process, is there a procedure or process or practice that we at least be are aware of what is expected of the CCNSO? That's the bit we're focusing on right now.
All right, but isn't that the function of the chairman of the council?
part of it. Part of it is managing that process. It is not to, but you can't expect the chair of the council, because that became very obvious as well. Say, in that sense, the season is always a bit spoiled with Chris as chairman.
Right.
Because he spent about 20 hours a week on CC or on ICANN-related stuff.
Right.
And say for others who are not in the position, that's undoable. So that's why we started to spread the workload within the council at the same time with all these roles and responsibilities, and say this is part of that. Because what we say, we do have the two councillors, Keith and Vika, who are supposed to monitor what's going on, but they don't have a means, etc., to inform the council. Say, all of you are on the council calls. Say, Vika and Keith, list what has been published, but that's it. But you want another action is, do we need to do anything about it, yes or no? So a kind of triage, whether it's really relevant for the CCs and through the CCs or council, whether we should do anything about it, and if we have to do anything about it, then it becomes an issue of, do we have the capacity to do it?
Mm-hmm. But triage seems to me, I suppose triage implies a body of knowledge to use as a selection.
Yeah.
And the farther down the totem pole we put triage, the less scope is applied to it.
Yeah. And if you say, my proposal would be that we have a small group of two or three counselors, say people who have a broad knowledge of the CCTLD community, so both in being involved in the CC community and in CCTLD operations, and from different regions, and say us as staff, that it doesn't need to be very complicated, but as soon as we do have something that we just can even just list, this summarize what it is about, and then even on an email list say, okay, this should go or this shouldn't go, and that you document at least why you made the decision not to do it and why you made the decision to do it. And another thing is, some of the stuff that comes up from other SOs and ACs or from ICANN, for instance, for the Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group, we have a standing working group, so that's not too difficult. And there is a lot of stuff that's not relevant for the CCs.
Mm-hmm.
But you want just to make sure that something doesn't slip through that might be relevant.
Right. Well,
that's the only thing
I think
they do.
We should put that down. I mean, I think that's the best suggestion I've heard. A few people have a little small triage committee.
Yeah.
Is that option one?
In fact, it's option one. Gabby, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but it's, I feel very uncomfortable making that type of decision as staff.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, that it's up to the group to decide. I don't think that we as staff really should...
Can I make a suggestion? Given that we have this document that Gabby and Bart put together with the different options, could we do a quick straw poll to see where we as a group are in terms of the different options that were presented? And then maybe we can start out of the five options. Instead of adding additional options, maybe we can start to focus on two or three and then narrow it down. Otherwise, we'll just keep keep having more discussions and then keep adding additional options.
We know Hong, you have already said you Hong is option one, right?
Okay, just
I think Hong has to be the call, so she's not here.
Hello,
I'm here.
I agree, yes. Option one.
Sorry, Hong. I thought you left, so that's why I was talking on your behalf.
But I'm really going to leave. Sorry, there's another call pending.
Yeah, sorry, Hong. So,
okay.
So we know Hong's position, yeah.
Okay, I kind of like option three.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go next, Paulos or Dottie?
We have Andre on the call. Andre?
One.
Soko?
I'm
sorry. I thought you said one. Sorry.
Yes,
I'm here. I'm sorry. I came a little bit late. I was listening to the conversation so far. I think I'm favorable toward option one also.
Option one. Paulos?
No. I have option one, but I need to think about it a little bit more.
Okay, we put option one to be confirmed. We know what direction you're in, at least for now. Soleiman is on mute, but Soleiman, if you want to say. Yes?
My view is Paulo's view, huh?
Paulo's view. So
hello?
Yes.
Okay. My view is the same as Paulo, okay?
Paulo. So it's one to be confirmed. Sophie?
Did you just say me?
Yes.
One.
Okay, so it's, Fernando, it's a clear tendency towards number one, although two people are not entirely sure. But I think we should have the Sammy Moore one and three.
And that way at least we know where to focus instead of adding other options, and maybe that's the next step where we go into more detail on how we could. How the option one could work, which is how we would select the counselors, et cetera, that are going to be part of this filtering process.
Yep. Okay. I'm putting that down that as an agenda point for the face-to-face meeting as well.
Yeah, great, thank you.
Bart, before you joined, we said that we would, before the face-to-face meeting, send out the list with the things that whatever committee, screening committee we choose will have, should think of.
Yeah.
So that's also something to do before the face-to-face meeting in Toronto.
Maybe is it an idea, because I have to go to Toronto already on Thursday, say Friday afternoon. Or when is the face-to-face meeting?
It's on Sunday from 11 to 12.
Okay, that before we sit down and try to do, say, just bullet-wise, try to describe a process or procedure, say, together with say, model one. So
mm-hmm.
it has more meat on the bones. Maybe that's too Dutchish, too Dutch, but...
What do you mean?
What I mean, that you have a very clear, say, it's, say, part of it is the designation of the counselors, say it has to be a very small group, a row of staff, what will happen once they've done their triage, and probably the 3 hours is just an advice and it can't be any decision, but it sets, say, and then it's how it's communicated to the council and the council role.
Yeah. I'm not arriving until very late on Saturday, actually.
Yeah,
I'll probably arrive on Sunday morning.
Otherwise, let me, if I hope I have the time to do it, because it's just, say, it's a one-pager with
yeah,
the points.
Bart, I can write something early next week and send to you, and then we can have something ready for the group till next Sunday.
Yeah. Because and what is also important probably for not just for the group but for everybody, say on the council as well, is to put this in the perspective of the discussions we had earlier on the workload, because we're focusing now on only one part of the workload. If you recall the tables we've used initially to look at say. What is happening right now? How do we use our capacities? Because we're just focusing on one part of it.
Yeah. And Bart, you said you'll get there early. Do you think maybe we could? I know before the face to face meeting, we could have just a quick half an hour. I get there on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, that's fine. No problem at all.
Yeah. So I guess I'll just send you an email and see if we could have some time.
Yeah.
Okay. I think given the time, I think that's probably everything we have for today's call. As Gabby mentioned, our next face-to-face meeting is going to be in Toronto on Sunday, the 2011 and 12.
Yes.
And I guess out of that, if we do need to have a follow-up after the council, after the CCNSL meetings, then we can probably schedule something for that Thursday. But that would be more an informal meeting.
And please say if you have the time. If I don't know if you agree to look into prioritization itself. Please, if you have the time, could you have a look at just skim through the GNSO model, the links we sent you. And that, overview of different prioritization models that are used in healthcare. Because that would focus the discussion and help probably to make, would assist all of us that we have a common framework to talk from.
Okay. Okay, everybody, I guess that's it for today's call, and I'll see you guys in Toronto next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Safe flight, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.